Tabernacle Presbyterian Church presents Sunday with Tab. Tabernacle Presbyterian Church, 34th and Central in Indianapolis, welcomes you to Sunday with Tab. We hope today's worship service and message bring you inspiration and comfort. So join us now from the sanctuary of Tabernacle Presbyterian Church for Sunday with Tab.
Scripture tells us when we cry out to God, He hears us, and His great compassion, He lovingly forgives us. Pray with me, please. Our prayer of confession is printed in our bulletin. Loving God, who will save us? For our cynicism is the fruit of our experiences, not the key to the future. Our suspiciousness helps us to smell the rat, but never to recognize the dove. Our perfect analysis may describe the mountain, but is helpless to move it. It is with little pride that we must confess we suspect angels and disbelieve good news. And as so Advent begins, we ask that you would give us a portion of the faith demonstrated by Elizabeth and Zechariah, Mary and Joseph, and all those shepherds who encountered angels and believed the good news and welcomed the Messiah, the Christ child, baby Jesus, into their lives. For we want to be different and need your grace. Friends, believe the good news. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Our first scripture lesson this morning is from the second book of the prophet Isaiah, the future house of God. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills, All the nations shall stream to it. Many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our gospel lesson today comes to us from Matthew 24, a couple of portions in that chapter. Hear now God's word for God's people. But about that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. Also set alongside our two scriptural texts, I want to offer a brief poem entitled Nativity by Kenneth Stephen, who is a Scottish poet. The poem is printed in your bulletins. When the miracle happened, it was not with bright light or fire, but a farm door with the thick smell of sheep and wind tugging at the shutters. There was no sign that the world had changed forever or that God had taken place. Just a child crying softly in a corner and the door open for those who came to find. On its surface, today seems like another ordinary day. That beyond the call this day contains for us, inviting us once more to worship and Sabbath rest, inviting us to pause long enough so that God can restore and renew us, so that God can refill our depleted emotional and spiritual tanks with another dose of that vital life force which God poured into us, breathed into us at creation. Beyond all of this, today is just one more early December Thanksgiving weekend Sunday, filled with the typical busyness of our days. Or so it seems, and so it might remain unless we are willing individually and collectively, unless we are willing to step forward and boldly claim this day for what it is in the calendar that rules our lives as disciples of Jesus. For in the church's counting of time, today begins a new year. Today is our spiritual New Year's Day. Today we begin our annual journey marked not by a trip around the sun, but rather and instead by our journey around the life of Jesus. Unlike the first day of a new calendar year, we do not come today, for the most part, I believe, we do not come today tired from staying up too late or from feeling the effects of too much New Year's celebration. We come this day to answer God's invitation, an invitation to sit and wait. Sit and wait for God's promised gift. Sit and wait and wonder about when and where and through whom this gift will appear. Sit and wait and wonder and be in awe about the nature of the promised gift, that God becomes flesh and dwells among us. As those who come to this time of shared waiting, we come as the people of Israel of old did come, whom according to Isaiah streamed to Jerusalem along with all the other nations of the world, there to encounter God and learn of God's ways so that they might walk in God's paths instead of wandering lost in their own choices. Just as we in this day, in this time, come to do the same thing. We come to this first day of Advent again like those responding to Isaiah. We come encouraged by God to turn our physical strength and our accumulated wisdom and our technological prowess to caring for earth and increasing food production, instead of wasting precious resources on those things which hurt and maim and kill and do not promote love. For love and the absence of violence is what God calls us to, is what God expects of us. Love is the purpose of the one who is to come, of the one whom we await. And Jesus teaches us how we are to put this love into action. In our gospel lesson, Matthew tells us that no one knows about the timing of God's gift. No one knows when, no one knows where, no one knows whom. The only certainty is that God is the action maker. God is the gift giver. God who thinks and speaks and makes known through a vocabulary of love. Love is the soil in which God's actions are rooted. Love is the air in which God invites us to breathe deeply. Love is the water in which God invites us to play and be nurtured and be forever transformed. Matthew's example suggests that we should stay awake in order to keep our house from being burgled. But Jesus is inviting us to way more than protective vigilance. Jesus is inviting us, I think expecting us, really, to be keenly aware of the new things which God is doing around us all the time, to be alert and aware, to be prepared to act at a moment's notice, acting to receive the love that God is constantly pouring on us with overwhelming and never-ending abundance, acting to share God's amazing gift of love with those who need this blessing as much and even more than we do. As we enter this day into a new Advent season, Jesus encourages us to proceed with heightened awareness, with hypervigilance. For while this season of preparation will certainly be filled with all of the typical overabundance of God's love, if we are to be caught up in God's love, remade in God's love, transported by God's love, propelled forth by God's love, if we are to be changed for all time through the power of God's love, if God's love is going to have the effect on each and every one of us, the effect that God desires, then we have to be prepared, friends. We need to be watching. We need to be waiting. We need to be ready to act without delay. For no one knows but God. No one knows but God what love's timing is. And we don't dare miss this amazing gift when it comes our way. For our spiritual homework this week, I want us to embrace and practice in our daily living the reality that to come and prepare for Jesus is not a passive thing. It's not something we can just sit around and wait for it to happen to us and for us. In Advent, we are expected to look for the one who is to come and listen to and for this one and begin to bend our lives toward boldly living out the love which Jesus expects us to. This is our spiritual homework. To find moments in the midst of all our busyness to look around and to listen and to observe where God's love is happening and where God's love is desperately needed, and then to move ourselves quickly and without hesitation. Move ourselves to where we are needed as vessels of God's love. Let us note that this is incredibly difficult spiritual homework, among the toughest we've had or ever will have. But the difficulty need not concern us, for Jesus has prepared us well for answering this call. It's Advent, once again. It is Advent, and I hope we're all excited. It is Advent, time for us to be aware, time for us to be ready. Ready to receive, and even more ready to share, and ready to simply give. Advent, when the love of God comes down for you, for me, for all of creation. Amen.
Would you please stand as we stay together, some of which we believe the Ancient and Corporate Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell, and the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Gratitude marks our hearts this day as we come before you, O loving God. Gratitude for the gift of life and the beauty and wonder of the world, your creation, the place in which we know life, the place in which we know your calling to serve you through serving others. We come in gratitude for those we love, those who fill our lives with joy and purpose, as well as sometimes frustration and heartache. Those who by their very existence enrich each moment of each day and continually invite us to be a better version of ourselves. We come in gratitude for those so dear to us who now reside in the brighter light of your presence. The ache of their physical loss to us, even decades later, never fully goes away. Yet they continue to influence and shape us, enabling us to live with purpose, making meaning for others as they made for us. May they never become a stuck place for us, O God, but a prism through which your love continually reveals the path we are to trod. Know also our deep and abiding gratitude for the gift of Jesus, whom we await in the wonder of this Advent season. May we always keep our eyes on him and so know the direction in which we are to journey, and so know those to whom we are to pay attention to along the way. Know our gratitude for the community of this church, for in gathering with others for worship and serving and just having fun, we are better people. We are deeper people. We are able to do more together than we ever could on our own. We are also grateful for the continual presence of your Holy Spirit. We would like to call it a gift, but have to acknowledge that at times, a lot of the time, your Spirit is pushing and pulling us beyond our zones of comfort and security. And even on occasion, the Spirit is dragging us, kicking and screaming, into the purposes and priorities of your new future. And yet, without these tugs, we would miss the new opportunities to love more completely, into which you are constantly inviting and calling us. Hear also our gratitude and concern for our communities and state and nation and world, where the desires for power and wealth often corrupt and derail and dehumanize so much of what you are about, O patient God. And finally, know our gratitude for your careful listening to us here in this prayer. May it give us the example. May it give us the goal of daring to listen to each other and all others with similar care, that our lives and our world may be different, may reflect the goodness in which you create us, the goodness you show us in Jesus, the goodness you expect from us. We pray always together in Jesus' name, and we sing together now as he taught us.
You're listening to Sunday with Tab, a production of Tabernacle Presbyterian Church in Indianapolis. We hope you have found inspiration and comfort in today's program. There are many ways to enjoy today's message again. Subscribe to the Tab podcast on your favorite podcast app, or go to tabpres.org and tap on the graphic marked Sermons. While there, you can also view the entire worship service. We invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at Tabernacle Presbyterian Church. We're located at the corner of 34th Street and Central Avenue in Indianapolis. If you can't join us in person, many of our beautiful worship services are live streamed on our YouTube channel, Tab Indy. For all information on the service times and streaming, go to tabpres.org. That's tabpres.org. Thanks for listening. And join us next week at the same time for Sunday with Tab.